This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Alessia Cara. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. Good Canadian gal there, Alessia Cara. Big fan. It's Nick and Reader with you on a Monday morning, and you could probably see where this conversation's going, because we're 2 days away from Canada
That's
Day.
That's right.
Like, where did June go?
It flew by.
It really did. It is very surprising, guys. So if you didn't know, Wednesday is our nation's birthday. Yeah. Strange having a holiday right in the middle of the week. But you know what? You don't get to pick what day your birthday falls on.
No. So, it just comes.
Yeah. We also have some exciting things happening. Because normally on Canada Day, the Western Development Museum here in Yorkton would be hosting a big event with activities, stuff for the family, stuff for everyone. But unfortunately, due to public health concerns, it's going to be a little different, but the spirit is still the same.
Absolutely. And there's going to be some of the stuff that goes on traditionally every year is still going to be happening. The Canadian selfies, some of your coloring contests, things like that are going to be happening as well. You can pick up seedlings from a Tourism Yorkton office.
That's right.
That'll be available as well. Decorate your home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put a little dash of the red and white on your home and show off your Canadian pride.
I was thinking about that because that's how we're doing Canada Day different this year. Instead of everybody congregating in a large group, which is, you know, don't do that, but they're saying to decorate your house to make it the most Canadian possible. So, Reader, if you were to go home right now and decorate your house in the most Canadian way possible, how would you do it?
Well, if I were to decorate from the outside, basically it would be like hanging a flag out my window, faces the alley. No, it wouldn't be very visible.
I just picture you putting a framed picture of Jan Arden on your wall and then just leaving it there. And then that's how you decorate
and
for Canada
singing
Day.
Singing, "Oh Canada."
Yeah. You know. It doesn't matter how you decorate as long as it's Canadian themed for our nation's birthday. And you can find, of course, more information as well as all of the coloring entry stuff to print out and more information on where to pick up seedlings at the tourism office. WDM.ca is where it's at. So we are 2 days away from our nation's birthday, which gives you 2 days to get supplies and decorations, because I want to see the most Canadian houses here in the listening area on Wednesday.
Mornings with Nick and Reader on Fox FM.
COVID is just one more reason to keep them out of your house.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
SZA, Justin Timberlake, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM on a Monday morning. So that means we have a pretty tasty contest to talk about here, though. But Reader, you told me a great pizza story, so I just want to give you the floor right now.
Okay. Well, I got back into town. I was away for the week.
Yeah.
I was out of town. Got back into Yorkton about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and I'm looking in the fridge. There's nothing really there.
Fair enough. You've been away for a week.
Yeah, so I figured, okay, I'll just order a pizza. So I had about half of it for supper, and I figured, okay, I'll save the rest for lunch today.
Yeah.
Well, I went to bed. I'm tossing and turning around. You know, disclaimer, usually when I have holidays, that first night before I come back to work, I never sleep very well.
Well, because you've been used to sleeping in a regular schedule and now
everything's
you got to get up
all
early.
Goofy. So I wasn't really sleeping last night. Finally, I'm sitting in bed at 3 a.m. and I'm like, I am hungry. So I just got up at 3 a.m., went to the fridge, and crushed the rest of that pizza.
You know what, though? It probably tasted so good.
It was really good.
Yeah, I got this theory that pizza tastes better after midnight. Like, I fully believe that pizza tastes better after midnight.
Oh. After midnight, before midnight, or noon, or literally early morning.
Anytime during the day, pizza's good. I mean, it's no secret that we love pizza here on the Fox FM Morning Show, and we love it so much that we partnered with our pals at Domino's here in Yorkton to give away some hot za. So if you want to win, the keyword today is pizza.
Yes.
So here's the drill. Send us one text message. It's got your name in it. It's got your address in it. It's got the keyword pizza in it. It doesn't have emojis. doesn't have all capital letters, doesn't have punctuation, just those three things in one text message, and you're set to go. I'm going to actually, if you can give me a second, reader, I'm going to pull up the text line to see if we got some entries right now. We can say shout-outs to the newest entries.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you can win a sweet prize.
Yeah, a medium two-topping pan pizza from Domino's here in Yorkton. Always a nice way to kick off a week.
Absolutely. And hey, speaking of which, shout outs to Bryce in Yorkton. You are entered in. Shout outs to Dane in Langenberg. You are entered in. Ah. So be like Bryce and Dane. Get your text messages in. Your name followed by your address and the keyword pizza. Nothing else in one message. Text us 306-783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Miley Cyrus, Mother's Daughter, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM, it's your boy Nick here with you on a Monday morning, and if I sound excited, it's because Reader's back. Hey, man.
Hi.
You, of course, were on holidays last week, yep. And Matt was here filling in. Big shout-outs to Matt. He's definitely sleeping right now, absolutely, but he doesn't have to come in until like 9.
So. Oh, yeah.
But we talked about something on Friday, Reader, that I really wanted to talk to you about today,
okay.
And it's a new segment here on the show that I like to call Croc Talk. Yeah, so Friday, me and Matt, myself, were talking about Crocs,
mm-hmm.
the footwear phenomenon that has swept the world, Crocs. I want to know, where do you stand on Crocs?
To each their own?
Yeah.
I guess, when it comes right down to it, if you're comfy in them, go ahead. I mean, I would probably just kind of wear them around home.
Yeah.
Myself.
Mm-hmm.
But you do you.
That's exactly the answer that I had on Friday. That's just you. There's like this weird kismet between you and I sometimes, because I was expecting you to say that, because, yeah, I'm not going to be against somebody for wearing Crocs, but personally, I wouldn't go grocery shopping in
them.
No. I'd wear them around the house or doing yard work and stuff, gardening mm-hmm. shoes. Yeah, why not?
But comfy slippers.
Yeah, apparently, according to some people, though, on Facebook, they everybody was just assuming that the staff here at Fox FM is anti-Croc. We're not anti-Croc here at Fox FM. You guys wear what you want to wear. Yeah, I want to say shout-outs because a lot of comments, actually, on the Facebook thread. We actually have some more ones, too, but I wanted to say shout-outs to Britt and to Hannah. They were saying that they assumed that we were all very against Crocs. We're not. But also, they gave us the line of the week when they said that Matt is too athletic for Crocs. I love that. Because Matt said that he does a lot of hiking, he does a lot of outdoor stuff, and he said for what he uses shoes for, Crocs don't make sense for him.
Well, yeah.
That's what he meant.
I don't think there's really athletic Crocs.
But he is too athletic for Crocs. I said that's going to be on his epitaph. It's going to be, beloved son, too athletic for Crocs. If you want to sound off, because we got some new ones here. Brianna said that she is not a fan of Crocs. Danette says, she said that she's only here to read someone else's comment. So, hey, Holly, you should probably get back to work. But either way, we want to know your opinion on Crocs. Are you yay or nay? Or are you like Reader and myself, and it's a situational thing? Either way, Facebook.com/MoreFoxFM. Join the fun.
Nick and Reader are pretty high during the morning show. What? The Fox FM studio. It's on the fourth floor. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Tones and I, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Nick hanging with you here too. And Reader is here as it should be, back from holidays.
Yeah.
And Monday, Reader, last Monday, Matt was here and I thought, oh, let's screw with Matt, right? And
mess with the new guy.
Yeah, obviously. So I did a little quiz to see how well he knows being a millennial, because he actually hits the cutoff. He's literally the year of the cutoff of being a millennial. But he got his revenge on Tuesday. We did the Gen Z quiz for me, Reader.
Ah.
And I thought, I wanted to hold on to this when you get back, because you're Gen X.
I am.
Yeah, I'm a millennial. You're technically Generation X. So I want to see how well you'll do in this Gen Z quiz. This is the one that Matt made. So I'm just going to get it started here. So your first question.
Okay.
Name all of the Kardashian Jenner siblings.
Kylie.
Yep.
Brody.
Yep.
Bort.
Any of the Kardashians?
Oh,
like all of them.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's Kim and Kourtney and Khloe.
Yeah. And you had Kylie and Brody. Bort Kardashian. Rob Kardashian.
Rob, that's... Yeah.
And Kendall Jenner, you're missing.
Oh, okay. Well, I did pretty good. I got a fair number of them.
Yes, my favorite is Bort Kardashian. Who sang the song Starboy?
Starboy? The Weeknd.
Yeah. Can't believe everybody knows
that. Yeah.
What was the name of the Turkish cooking sensation, or Turkish cooking social media sensation that was popular in 2017?
You got me there.
Salt Bay. Remember Salt Bay?
Oh,
the guy
okay.
that did the salt like that.
Oh,
on
okay.
And finally, which social media platform was once famous for its dancing hot dog?
I'm going to say, what's that one that no longer exists anymore?
Tout?
So there's a lot of them that aren't
Nexopia?
Anymore. The one that had the little 6-second video things.
Vine?
Yeah.
Close. Snapchat.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, it was a Snapchat filter kind of thing. But hey, you did okay. I aced it. I probably shouldn't have mentioned that, yeah. but...
Ah.
You know, not bad. How did you guys do on...
more of the Jenner Kardashian family than
you got Brody.
You.
That's pretty good.
And Bort, the least known member of the family.
Everybody forgets about the least known member of the Kardashians. Pete Best. How did you do on the quiz? Let us know. Facebook.com/MoreFoxFM.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.